Hello, everybody. Hello, Quinalo. We're back in the studio. Another episode of the Benchwarmers. You just heard, as usual, the great tune by Wolf Mother, Joker, and the Thief. This is going to be a very music-centric episode, Quinn. You and I have some takes. You have an unexpected taste in music. I'll say it that way.
Yeah. Most people would call it stinks, but
it's okay. You're
I'm like a mix of like grungy, and then like it just goes into like kind of like corny classic stuff.
You like butt rock?
Sure.
Like Creed?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That started out ironic, but like it's not anymore.
They're my favorite Christian band. Tell me I'm wrong. This is going to be another free swim episode, pretty much. Kind of going by the seat of our pants here. Just kind of go through current events. And then we have a stardom situm of, we did two different, basically, different stardom situms. Yeah. One is categorized songs, and we'll go through the categories later, and then are just five up, five down right now. The second part of that, just my five favorite right now and my five least favorite.
Yeah.
Change so often.
Well, yeah, I'm like having a tough time.
We could do this in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to have to like finish while we go here because, especially the five worst, because like, do you put songs on your phone that you hate?
Right.
But there are definitely some on there that I took it like I'm going through my phone, songs I absolutely will not skip, and songs that I skip every single time.
Sure.
But that are still on my phone for no reason.
I just looked up. I knew what
that makes sense.
I hate listening to. Stop making noises in the mic.
Yeah, sorry.
The Masters started today. There's a storyline, and then there's who I want to win.
Okay.
The Masters.
Okay.
Like, I want to see Tiger win every tournament he plays in.
Right.
And we're recording this at 150 on Thursday, like the opening round. I have no idea what the deal is with the Masters right now. But I like Scottie Scheffler, too. And he's kind of a dog, and I want him to win.
I want one of the live guys to win. Just to shake things up a little
That'd
bit.
That'd be sick. Yeah. Dustin Johnson or...
Yeah.
What if Phil wins it right in Tiger's eyeball?
That'd be crazy. Phil stinks.
Have you seen Phil?
Now, right?
Yeah.
He just looks got horrible. Rich and fat.
No, super skinny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So rich and coked out.
Yeah. Like he looks like a baseball glove.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, Scottie Scheffler's just a cool dude. Tom Hoagie is quite possibly the most influential athlete that's ever come from the state of North Dakota. I mean, just like really captures the room when he's in there. And I think he's one of the cooler athletes I've ever seen. Care to comment?
Is this where we insert the Ray Liotta laughing gif?
No, I mean it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
But he won the par 3 tournament, which was pretty cool. He had a hole in one, which...
Does that count for those guys?
Well, I think it's just a cool thing to do. Or do you count it as a hole in one, you're saying?
Yeah, like in his life?
I think so. Mm. Especially when it's at Augusta.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, Donald Trump got arrested?
I mean, I told Kent, like, are we all going to pretend that he's actually going to go to prison?
Yeah, no chance.
All right, yeah.
Well, my thing is, like, if we're going to start arresting politicians for paying hush money.
I can't believe you brought up Trump.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be in control of what we talk about.
Well, you're wearing your Jill Biden Bud Light t-shirt right now.
So what?
I had to bring it up.
What?
I think that's the other biggest news in sports. It's still kind of dominating the narrative, and it's unfortunate that what was a great women's basketball tournament got overshadowed by what happened in the last 15 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
But Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, obviously. Like, we talked about it off the pod. I'm cool with athletes talking their shit. But at the same time, it was, like, kind of corny by Angel Reese. Like, do that in the third quarter, and it's hard, but, like...
Yeah,
chasing her down as she's like walking to the handshake line was kind of weird.
Yeah, I can see both sides, but I think both sides went a little too far.
Yeah.
Just like let them do what they do and then just leave it alone.
Yeah. And I get
really
like,
doesn't really matter. No one's going to remember that anyways.
My only other problem was like Angel Reese's affinity with disrespect from Caitlin Clark, like how it was. She disrespected my SEC sister. It's like, come on. Oh. What are we talking about?
Yeah. No, I mean, from all accounts, this was a much better year for the women's college basketball than it was the men's tournament.
Yeah, I think.
Probably because the women's tournament had like stars.
Dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
Multiple dogs.
Yeah.
I heard somewhere today that this was the least feud NCAA men's tournament in a long time.
Really?
Which I kind of find surprising. Like, does Blue Bloods being out of it really turn people off that much?
Because they have the market.
I think it was also because UConn, who is a Blue Blood now, was playing SDSU, and everybody thought that game wasn't going to be close.
Yeah. No, the UConn being a Blue Blood, that's going to be like a interesting convo. Because like, people would just say no, but it's 5 and 25 years.
Yeah, more than Duke and UNC in that time period.
Yeah, like when they're you win one blood. Every 5 years.
They're a Blue Blood.
Yeah. It's just weird because they've done it with three coaches now, yep. I think.
Jim Calhoun, Kevin Ollie, and now.
Not a dime.
Not a dime back.
And then Hurley?
Yeah.
He's the new one?
He's nuts.
He looks nuts.
He'll do that scowl. Like, I think it was the Sweet 16. They were up and they turned the ball over.
Yeah.
And he's looking at his best player. He's just like... like out of a cartoon, like curling his lip up. Just yeah. Like an absolute lunatic.
We need more psycho coaches back in the NBA. Because the NFL, like, I don't know. The NFL, it's like way more focused on like just the players. I mean, you can have a crazy coach and like they'll show them once in a while, but it's most, I feel like the cameras in the NBA focus and in just in basketball focus on like coaches so much more. We need more crazy coaches.
Crazy in both ways. Like, I need Phil Jackson, like, having them meditate at halftime.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And then I need, like, Bob Knight throwing chairs on the court.
Yeah.
I don't know. NFL coaches always give, like, too cool for school vibes. Like, they're all just cool guys. Like, I think of McVay and Shanahan.
Yeah.
They're all just, like, and now you'll never get out of them.
And now Belichick is ironically cool.
Yeah. Unironically cool.
Unironically cool. Yeah. Who else? Staley. Ugh.
That was actual visceral disgust on your face.
He's like actually stale. That's just what. Stale, yeah. Staley. Whatever.
Gives me big time like geography teacher vibes.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like.
He lost the locker room when he was doing the downward doggy.
Luckily, McDaniel. Is he McDaniel or McDaniels?
Josh McDaniels is in
McDaniels.
Las Vegas.
Okay.
Mike McDaniel is in Miami.
Are you sure that's right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not Mike McDaniels.
100%.
And Josh McDaniel.
Mm-hmm.
That's so annoying.
It just sounds like that sounded wrong.
One of them needs to change it. One of them needs to add an S, or one of them needs to take off the S.
Your favorite comedian, Chris D'Elia. Change it.
Didn't make a dent.
It's your boy.
That's your only one of us went to see. Only one of us went to see him in person when he was in Fargo. So
save it.
That's tough.
That was a long day, by the way.
How
I went straight from Tushfest, like starting at 10 a.m. to Chris D'Elia to downtown.
Yeah. Speaking of D'Elia,
what?
That's just so crazy how he just went on you. And just like
played himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And then. Yeah. We'll leave that where it is.
Yeah.
This is. What else do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Spring ball. Is the spring game coming up at all for NDSU or no? Not
next,
really.
Next month or end of April, I think.
Oh, we can talk about this. For as long as I can remember, it was Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Oh,
and these
the old guys are gonna lose their mind when they hear this.
These young bucks, they're practicing Tuesdays, Thursdays, and then like every other Fridays.
It's disgusting.
So I was talking to someone, source apostrophe s or parentheses,
yeah,
right, parentheses,
mm-hmm.
saying that they're coming off a 4-day weekend. in the middle of spring ball.
I would sacrifice the two or three extra like length of weeks that you're practicing to practice twice a week.
Yeah. I guess Ansys came in one day and was just like, I don't want to practice on Mondays anymore.
So you're
Monday
you're,
blues.
You're already narrowing your source down to guys that are still in the locker room.
No.
You're screwed.
Okay, but who else would have told me that they were practicing on?
People familiar with the program.
Okay. But, so they lift Monday, Wednesdays, and then like the every other Fridays now. So you get back from weekend just to go do a Kramer lift and you're done. And then you roll into Tuesday morning practice. That sounds so much better.
Sounds awesome.
Then coming up the weekend. Oh,
because like a lift is the perfect amount of activity to get ready for a practice.
Yeah. And like I think, I don't know if I talked about this before. I've gotten a couple snap memories from a couple different people the last few weeks. And because I
sent you a good one today.
Yeah. Because I was so miserable during spring ball. I wanted to.
You're disgusting for this.
I would always want to make sure others were miserable with me.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to feel alone.
Misery loves company.
Yep. So I would just, I had a group chat or I would just text some people and I would just put the amount of time we had left until our next practice.
You're so disgusting. That would almost be worse during fall camp. Did you do it during fall camp?
No, because during fall camp, it's every day.
Yeah.
Spring ball, sometimes you had like a good weekend chunk, so I'd just be like 40 hours.
Can I say this?
What?
I kind of like fall camp.
Fall camp's fine after like your first
The first one.
2 years.
The worst part about fall camp is
your
how
second fall camp still sucks if you're like, but it's not as bad because you're like in a house. You don't have to do the freshman meetings. But when you're older during a fall camp, it's totally fine. It's not a big deal.
The worst part about fall camp is how difficult the practices are. It's 2 hours long. It's hot outside. You're in full pads every day.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you're just chilling with the boys. Like, you're an actual football player.
Yeah. I think I missed out on the worst fall camp weather that we ever had because it was my third year, and I got concussed.
Oh, yeah.
So I wasn't the next week, so there were some practices where, like, you guys were taking breaks, like actual water breaks underneath tents.
Yeah, that was my second year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I wasn't part of that. I wasn't even out there.
It would be so hot and muggy. There was fog on the field.
And we practiced at 9:30.
Yeah.
Like, but it would get up to like 102 at noon.
Yeah, and 100% humidity.
Yeah.
I would lose 12 or 13 pounds
of
practice.
That's sweet, though.
They're like giving, right back, though.
What do you mean?
I'm exactly on weight the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Those giant cups that they broke out for fall camp?
What cups?
The giant cups at the dining
hall. Oh.
Yeah. The only time they were out was fall camp.
That's the nice part.
You can drink half a gallon of Gatorade.
That's also the nice part about fall camp is that you're the only people on campus besides like soccer. Because volleyball, they come in towards the end, I think.
Yeah.
But soccer is actually the only one because I think their season starts and ends earlier. Yeah. And then when school starts, you just realize like how miserable most people are.
Yeah.
As humans.
Mm-hmm.
And how annoying people are.
Yeah. Did we recap Pro Day at all last week? Did we record last week?
I think so, but it was on the day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That was my first time inside the indoor practice facility.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's like I've seen
Do they have a higher ceiling than Florida's indoor facility?
Yeah. Will Levis ain't touching the floor.
Hit the ceiling with the football? Could a quarterback hit a ceiling with the football?
No, I really don't
Throwing
think
an
so.
Actual, like a real pass?
No, I don't think so.
Not just like throwing like a themselves a pop fly?
No.
Couldn't?
I think it'd be tough for a punter to hit it.
Ooh.
It's big, man.
We got to get Wags back in there.
Yeah. Well, not now, Wags.
No.
Mr. I make cheese.
That's sweet, though.
Yeah. But
so
anyway,
sweet.
It's like there's natural sunlight. It's a nice turf. It's really big and spacious. They can drop nets down for multiple sports. So golf can hit balls in there. So baseball and softball can hit in there. You're such a hater.
What?
Then the expansion part, which is crazy that they're already expanding on it, but the weight room, locker room, training room is all going to be a very, very sweet addition.
That's insane.
I'm just waiting for the tunnel to be built under so we can just Oh, it's football everywhere over there, and you just walk to the dome. Oh. Can you imagine just like an 8-minute entrance?
Yeah, no kidding, dude.
What song would they have to choose if it's an 8-minute entrance? Like one by Metallica?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Just play Thunderstruck 4 times. Change it. Hashtag change it.
Have to change it. Eventually. We'll see. Anyway, I still want a petition to get AC/DC and US Bank to play it this year.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Bring Ragnar
once,
back, too.
Once they play it live.
Pay Ragnar's money.
If we ever get them to play it live for us.
Then we have to change it.
Then it's time to change it. Mm-hmm. It can never be played again.
Matt Larson, I know you're listening.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Actual results from Pro Day.
Do you have them up?
No. But I think Mr. Lipke, all the guys really performed well. I was surprised by some of the numbers all those guys put up. And I think a lot of them have put themselves in a position to get paid attention to by NFL scouts.
Yeah.
Mr. Lipke ran himself into some money.
4.56 official at 235.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like,
yeah. Yeah.
I didn't think he was that fast.
Yeah.
Like 4.5 is pull away, not pull away in the NFL, but.
And like, I guess it's just like, cause like we didn't have like a view for like viewers on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like a combine view where it's just like at the 50 and you see them run the whole time. It was like, the media team had like a bunch of cool different camera angles. Yeah. So it's hard to see like how fast the guy is running.
Yeah.
You couldn't like tell how fast he was running just by like the videos. Cause it was like, I don't like, you know what I mean? Cause like,
yeah,
they would like cut to different angles during the video. So it's like, well, he looks like he's moving well. I don't know how fast he's going. And then the 4.56 came out official. And I was like, holy.
There's one that they had from like the 50 yard line from like the crow's nest.
Yeah.
Where it just tracked him the entire 40. And that was sick.
Really?
Like from above and to the side of him.
I need to see that one. Then.
It's just like, it's like a steady cam all the way through, which is pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mr. Talbert, I think he put some eyes on himself.
Yeah, we were talking about him, and it's not like he had. Destin definitely made like, I mean, obviously that James Madison play is like one of the biggest in school history.
Probably the best football play I've seen with my eyes.
Yeah, but like he didn't. How many years did he start?
2, I think.
Okay, so like he has plenty of experience, but like he wasn't like all, obviously he wasn't all American or something, mm-hmm. anything like that. You put up those numbers. You're going to get, you almost like have to get at least an invite somewhere.
They'll teach you how to play football.
Yeah. And he can
play
football.
That's not insinuating that Destin doesn't know how, but like those tools I can work with.
But before that, he was probably want like, you know, like, well, this is my last shot. Like, got to take it. Like, because like some guys do pro day and you're like, I don't know why that guy's doing pro day.
Yeah.
Not necessarily here, but other places.
Mm-hmm.
But like, and he's not one of those guys, but some guys, it's like their last shot.
Yeah.
And I feel like he was one of them. Like, I got to do this just to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
It was 4.5 flat, 40-inch vert. 20 reps on bench.
Which,
and he's not like, he's not even like 190s, is he?
I think he was around that, but there? He's like a slight dude. Like, yeah. He's not big.
Yeah. Yeah, the numbers he put up were crazy.
Noah Gindorf added 4 reps to his bench since the combine, which is pretty impressive.
It's also crazy.
Cody just was Cody for 2 hours. Yeah. Did some of the drills and some agility stuff. Nashie Bear looked really good. I mean, like, me and Ross were talking about it. You see him stand with a cutoff and, like, in shorts on, you're like, hey, either Vince McMahon needs to cut a check or, like, he's going to be playing football for the NFL somewhere.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, if you were to walk into that building and just pick out, like, who's the NFL player, you'd look at Nash.
Yeah. He's the bear.
Yeah.
Actual bear.
But I brought this up a couple times, too. But, guys, it's obviously a good indicator of success when you have 26 teams. I heard anywhere from 26 to 30 teams that sent scouts because of guys like Cody or Easton or Christian or Nash or or Carson. But
yeah, I mean, we talked about that too. I just think that's how it's going to be forever.
Yeah, but those guys, those high profile guys are obviously a good indicator of the guys we're recruiting and developing.
Right.
But it helps to get eyes on guys like Destin and Nash and Dawson Weber and Michael Tutsi, all these guys, because
yeah, I agree.
You know, how many guys would have been here before for previous pro days if these other guys weren't here? You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's totally. And then you put all of that together with you're standing in this $50 million building that was self-funded by team makers, and you're like, we're doing something right now. It's a crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
A crazy benchmark for where the program is right now. But super happy for those guys. Spence weighed 295, ran a 4.7.
Okay, I was wondering. I couldn't tell, and I forgot to like text a bunch of different group chats. So that was he weighed in at 295.
Yeah, officially. And he's got to be 6'5", right?
So he's just going to be a 3-4 DN somewhere, or try to be.
You think so?
Do you think someone's going to put him on at the edge at 295?
I don't know, especially in rundowns. He's holding the point, I can tell you that much. And I thought he moved well enough to...
295 is huge.
I thought he moved well enough to justify that. The 3-4 DN isn't... Aren't you dropping? You're playing outside linebacker, basically.
Yeah.
I listened to Chris Long's Greenlight podcast, my favorite podcast right now. They had Steve Keim on, the former general manager of the Arizona Cardinals, and he talked about when he went to Tennessee State to look at Dominic Rogers Cromartie. There's a blast from the past name.
Oh, yeah.
He said that the grass hadn't been cut in 3 weeks. It was up to their calves. They had to take their own pads and equipment home and wash it and bring it back for practice. So, like, if you want to, like, talk about an indication of the separation of how things are and how good we have it,
yeah,
like, that's no just a small piece of that.
All right. you got my mind. I was going to bring this up, and I forgot. Now I just remembered. Do you know the show, you know, MTV's The Challenge?
Yeah. Familiar with it. I did not watch it.
I watched it growing up. Every real world season,
mm-hmm.
not like everyone, but like starting in like 2008, 2009.
You're a reality TV guy.
Only those two shows. Sure. So I would watch The Real World and then I'd watch The Challenge because they'd come out basically in a row mm-hmm. just throughout the year. Well, I found out one of these platforms, I can't even remember what it's on now, has all the seasons. So pretty much since Lenny was born, I've just went back and watched all
just been like locked in.
37 seasons of The Challenge.
Yeah.
I don't know any of this new stuff from like seasons 32, even 30 to like 37.
Sure.
There's a new character. There's a new dude on these shows, and his name's Fessy. He played football at UT Chattanooga.
Yeah.
I'm saying this guy could probably kick my ass. I mean, he's a giant dude.
Sure.
He played tight end there.
Okay.
But in reality TV fashion, everyone on these shows has some sort of like sad story. His was classic, like played football, wanted to go to the NFL, got hurt his senior year.
Yeah.
Normal. But when he was talking about the experience, he was talking to this one guy. He was like, yeah, man, like I was supposed to go to the league, you know? I was it absolutely sent me. He said, I was the 30th ranked tight end in my draft class.
You're not going to the league,
buddy. Dude, what are we talking about? 30th tight end?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know. They don't even rank 30 tight ends. No. They rank like 10.
Yeah. 30th tight end?
Gindy's like the 7th or 8th ranked tight end, and he's like projected a late round pick. Yeah. He said 30th.
That's crazy.
And I literally laughed out loud. Like had to stop the show, like regather my... And like this dude is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, he's jocked, like very ripped, so like he could kick my ass, but that's a ridiculous line. I was the 30th ranked tight end. They don't rank 30. There's no way.
Nobody's gonna fact check you if you're like, yeah, I was really good, like gonna go to the league. Don't say that you were the 30th ranked.
Yeah, just go with the normal story. Don't bring up the rankings.
Yeah,
it was so funny, and I wanted to text you, but it was just so much information to text.
Yeah.
Hey man, I was the 30th ranked tight end.
I'm about to say something that came across our timeline we can't say.
Oh, dang it. What? Yeah. Yeah. That did get sent in the chat, too.
The funniest thing.
Yeah, that was a long beep, but but
yeah,
that's also funny. Well, that he's part of that group that all think that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? You're canceled.
Stop.
Last two pieces before we get into the music thing, because that's going to be the last three things. That's going to be a long break. I watched Moneyball last night.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inspired by TikTok because I've just been getting clips all the time. It's a great movie.
Yeah. Me and
he turned down $12.5 million to be the GM of the Red Sox.
Yeah.
To stay in Oakland.
No, great movie.
It's an awesome movie.
Yeah. Very. I saw that in theaters on my birthday one year. I think it was the year it came out. I don't know when it was, but
I would hope so. 2012. In theaters. Sounds about right.
Yeah. No, really good movie.
A young Chris Pratt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fat Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I miss him.
The guy he played is like Boy Wonder. I think he's
the stat dude.
Yeah, but he has been.
We want to get guys who like walks.
Yeah.
What do you mean like walks? Like that. It's so funny how baseball was always just like.
It's kind of agents that they're scouts.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's like, he's got the right tools. It's like, okay, here's math saying he sucks at baseball. Yeah. But that guy has literally, after his stint with the Athletics, has only been like a GM for professional sports teams.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last two things.
Yep.
We've been screaming this from the mountaintops.
Oh, no.
The Cardinals and the Panthers are getting new uniforms.
Are they?
Yes.
Wait.
Both have announced in the last week.
What?
Yep. They haven't revealed the uniforms. How did I miss this? But they've said they're updating the uniforms.
Oh, what the hell? Cardinals uniform. Dude.
Can I say this about the Cardinals?
Yeah, what the hell? How did I miss both of these announcements?
This again.
This is huge.
This again was brought up. These are the two teams that we've said needed an update most.
And Cardinals need it the most.
Yeah.
Because, like, the Panthers, if they were just Nike.
Sure.
Or, like, if they were just, like, a little updated, it'd be fine. But they still have, like, too much old.
They're wearing the Julius Peppers.
The Cardinals is just, it looks like,
you know who
it
I think
is
of
literally 0-1 Reebok.
Yeah. You know who I think of when I see the Panthers uniform?
Yeah, it's Julius Peppers.
Jake DeLome. That's who I think of.
Yeah.
That's your lasting legacy.
I think of Tolbert, too.
Yeah, he was sick.
After the Chargers were on.
I saw a TikTok. It's some D1 girls basketball player. They're like, why do you wear 35? And it's like what they think. And it's Kevin Durant shooting
Mike
the basketball.
Mike Tolbert.
Because why? It's Mike Tolbert dancing.
This is all they need to do. Just go back to the old days. Make it look newer.
We've made this point, though. The Cardinals colors are red, black, and white. You cannot mess that up.
Yeah.
The Panthers have teal.
The Panthers. Here's what I think the Panthers will do. They're going to either take black, white, or silver out. They're going to keep the teal, but you have to get rid of one of those three. That's way too much going on.
Take silver out.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Completely.
But
or even if they want to do teal, silver, black, I'll do it. Yeah. I don't think you can take black out, so it has to be silver or white.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be silver or white. There's no way they can do anything else.
No, but there's such good color combos that they can't blow it again.
Yeah.
And Chris Long made this point. The Jake Plummer Cardinals, I believe, had, or they do now, there's gray in the Cardinal. Red with gray pants and a white hat would look great.
Could work.
Take all the piping out. I don't need this and like the section. Like you said, it's like I just created the Tiburon Sharks in Madden 09. Like, I don't need it. Throw the Arizona flag on there, too.
Yeah. No, that's what I think that's what they used to have. Yeah. Or they used to have, like, a logo that kind of looked Tillman. Like it. Or yeah,
the Pat Tillmans.
Yeah. Okay, give me a second. I'm going into our. There's a guy that did a bunch of jerseys one year.
Yeah, I don't like his work.
You don't?
No.
Oh.
The stuff you sent me.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Or they could just stick. They could just go red and white. They don't have to put black in it.
Yeah.
Like they can just
keep the black for an alternate.
Yeah. Do what Louisville does.
If they went blackout, that'd be sick.
Which they do now, but it looks fine.
Do they wear a black helmet?
No. No. Also, did you see what the Titans did yesterday?
Uh-uh.
So I'll show you this video.
Are they doing the Oilers?
I'll show you a video. I'll show you a video.
That's the best uniform in sports.
I'll show you a video.
Hey.
What?
The second best uniform in sports? The Eagles are bringing back Kelly Green. I might buy a Kelly Green Jason Kelce sweatshirt or jersey.
You don't want to know what I think of the Kelly Green.
That's a bad take.
Look at it. It's an oil drum. It's dripping oil.
Oh.
Some people got triggered because they thought that they were going to introduce like a black jersey, but clearly an oil drum.
Yeah.
Dripping oil.
People are stupid. They think that the Oilers uniform belongs in Houston.
It's not the franchise, so.
No.
Suck it up.
Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah. All shut right. up.
Let's get into
Houston, though. That red helmet that they introduced, I liked it.
Mm-mm. Wasn't it chrome?
Yeah.
I'm done with chrome.
I'm done with chrome.
2012 called. They want their helmet back.
This is funny. I don't know why I have that.
They could use an update. The Vikes.
Did you see that girl that did the logo?
It's a sick logo.
Sick logo.
But I don't hate their logo.
She did a Chargers one, too.
I didn't like it.
But do you remember what the Chargers tried to do when they went to L.A.?
Yes.
So it was a better version of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's really piss people off, shall we? Let's get into the music stuff.
All right.
Let's do the categorize one, and we'll go through the categories, and then we'll go.
Okay.
The categories are road trip song, lake song, lift song, sad song, and Touchtone's go-to song.
Yeah, I have two for that, and I literally can't choose between the two, so that's just what we'll have to do.
I'm going to play some of mine.
Okay.
Just like 15 seconds each.
The sit is hard for this because I to this point have not found a road trip song, but I'll think of one by the time we get there.
Okay.
Oh, I just got it.
Let's start with road trip. Start. When this song comes on, everybody knows it, no matter if you're a fan of this type of music or not. And it is just a bop that plays every time.
Yeah.
Just What I Needed by The Cars.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that song.
Yeah.
You're in a car.
Yeah.
And it's just all-time good vibe song. I think of like Windows Down rolling through the country.
Yeah, I agree. I have one. I'd put it in the same category of music.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. That plays every time. I thought it was also.
It sounds the same almost.
I thought you also played that first Just note. What I Needed.
Yeah, no, L'Amour for Baseball.
Such a good song.
We had a CD forever. They probably still play it. I hope they do. Just has songs from the 60s, 70s, and 80s,
mm-hmm.
and that's just like what our baseball place is during practice and during games.
Yeah.
And that's the first one that comes on every summer, like first practice of the year.
So you got some nostalgia to it,
too.
Oh,
yeah. There's a lot of like, it's like that, some Neil Diamond, Billy Joel.
Sure.
Yeah, it's some good stuff.
That song?
Oh, that, Jack and Diane by Mellencamp.
That'll be mentioned later.
Oh.
That song.
I mean, I don't love it. It's nostalgic.
Yeah. Your Love by The Outfield.
So good.
Should get the same energy that Mr. Brightside gets.
Yeah.
And more.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Next, a song for the lake. It's a little bit of a deep cut, but it's a vibe. Okay. It's a vibe song. You ready?
Yeah.
You need to get to the chorus. Here we go, right here. Get some people going. I think of Gas and Beers and like bobbing my head on a pontoon to that song. It's a deep cut, like I said, but I put it in the same category as Sweet Lovin'.
Okay.
So that's...
I've never heard of it before, but I like it.
Callum Scott.
This is
a winner of America's.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, trust me. I've watched his audition for that show a lot on YouTube. So.
Yeah.
His sister sucks at singing. They went there together. They went there together.
They just booted her.
And they didn't vote. Yeah. They didn't advance her.
That rocks.
Then he came up and sang the Dancing on My Own.
And he's, yeah.
And now that's like his song, even though it's not his song.
Yeah.
But yeah, now it's like his.
Yeah.
It's like he basically just took that song from
No,
Robin.
Idea.
Robin. Yeah.
Sure.
This one's very new, but this is my friend Drew. He didn't introduce the song to me, but he's like, you got to play this song at the lake on a boat. And we have since then.
Sure. Sometimes all I think about is you.
Yeah.
It's kind of a melancholy song, though.
No, but it's just
late
the beat
drop. Late nights in the middle of June. Yeah, it goes hard.
When is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
PSA to, if you volunteer to be the guy to like host people and bring people out on the boat, you need a giant speaker.
Oh, yeah.
Or a good sound system.
For sure.
Like, there has to be tunes.
There's got to be something.
Yeah. All right. Time for the lift song.
Yeah, I mean, you know mine. Yeah, this is a great one.
I mean, I'll always play Rage whenever I can. And little throwback to Nashville. I paid a not insignificant amount of money to have that song played.
And it was the best song of the night. The drummer sang it, too. Because, yeah, like, sick. The guy, and we really couldn't hear the drummer, but we were just screaming it so hard.
We were singing it.
Yeah, with the fake Theo Von.
Yeah.
That was a great night.
When that guy spit his beer on me.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. I wasn't even there.
Yeah. Good times. I almost went in this direction. The Who.
I've posted on Instagram before. That is Wolf Totem by The Who. It's a folk, what is it? Mongolian folk rock.
Yeah. I've set many a squat PRs to Wolf Totem.
I mean, every time, last set of curls in the gym.
Yeah.
It's the only song that plays.
And they have like three or four bangers too that go just as hard. Black Thunder is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my lift one. And it just, I mean, sometimes I'll listen to it like two or three times in the gym. It'll just be half my workout because it's a long song. 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like you can skip around and go
like
to find that chanting part.
Yes.
That song rocks. Time for sad. Minor pause here. All right, we're back from Quinn's mother-in-law rudely interrupting this podcast.
Stop.
I love Denise. All right, sad songs. I was just discussing this with my dad. I don't think there's a more heartbreaking song, and this is the most heartbreaking rendition of it. That Is Nothing Compares to You by Chris Cornell. Originally written by Prince for Sinead O'Connor. Prince did his own version of it. And Chris Cornell went out and sang a version that I think just absolutely brings tears to my eyes every time I hear it.
I was going to say it sounds familiar. Sinead sang it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. I heard her sing.
That's the version you probably heard.
Got it. That makes sense. Okay. Mine, I'm not going to play it because it just drags on too long to get to the good part. It's and this is also something I'll just send to people to make them sad. It's The Night We Met by Lord Huron. It's the...
Is this the one we tried to find on our drive back from
Nashville? No. This is the theme song, I guess, or intro song to 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You choosing that is my 13th reason.
Stop.
All right.
It's a sad song, though.
Yeah, it is.
Very sad song. Okay, so I went back and forth between that one and My Immortal by Evanescence.
Yeah.
The great one.
Great song.
Yeah.
And
she
has an all-time like bone-chilling voice.
Oh, yeah. They redid songs.
Really?
They redid that album and made it like, not acoustic, but... like sad pop kind of.
Sure.
Some of it's really good, and some of it
stinks.
Total miss. But she basically said, like, they're my songs. I want to do it.
Yeah, that rocks.
So that's cool.
Evanescence, Wake Me Up Inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh, there's another one.
Shout out Daredevil. One of the worst superhero movies I've ever seen. Like 2006.
Yeah. So it's that song, My Immortal, and Going Under.
Okay.
Yeah. Also a great Lyft song.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Evanescence is good.
Very cool.
All right, next for kind of an obscure, it's a different category. It's not necessarily our favorite song.
But everyone knows what we're talking about.
I'll call it, it's the Touch Tunes go-to.
Yeah.
It's like a vibe check.
You're at the bar.
Yeah.
With Touch Tunes.
Yep. This is what I'm putting on.
Classic.
Careless Whisper by George Michael. You all know it. We all know the words. It's longing. It's regretting a bad decision that led to a breakup. It's being sad. But I'll be goddamned if you don't get the temperature of the room after you play Careless Whisper. I don't know what will.
Yeah. We went different ways with this.
Okay. Are you playing like a Get People Hype song?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. But not
and
like
that was the other direction
not,
I thought about.
Not like
playing.
Extreme hype, but sure. Like everyone knows this song.
Yeah.
And people are gonna say it's a dumb song, but they love it.
If you're in sports bar and you play this song, how do people feel?
And I think we tear that wall down that everyone sits on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be the judge of that.
It's the first song that fake Theo Vaughn sang on the set.
Oh yeah.
Everyone's going to sing every line of that song until it's over.
And be happy the entire time.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
It's going to make people happy. The other one was Mr. Brightside, because if that comes on anytime, everyone stops what they're doing to sing it.
Yeah.
But Rockstar especially, I mean, I don't know what to say about it. You're
shooting like 80% from the field if you're playing Rockstar.
Yeah. Because like the people that don't like it, they're doing that to be an asshole.
The people who don't like it are too old to be in sports bar.
Yeah.
The people who do like it are the perfect people that are in sports bar.
Yeah.
Because like my dad's at Nickelback sucks. No, Nickelback rocks.
Yeah.
So does Creed.
Yeah. Very true.
I
was going to put Higher by Creed.
Yeah.
But that's on
not many
list.
Know that song.
Yeah.
Okay. Sit 'em. Oh. Road Trip.
Okay.
Jack and Diane by John Mellencamp.
Yeah.
I hate that song.
I'm going to get yelled at for my sits.
Sucking on a chili dog outside the tasty freeze. Play it. Are we going to play? I'm not going to play these. Okay, what is it?
Walk the Line.
By Johnny Cash?
Yeah.
That's a road trip song? Mm. You hear it like an extended playlist.
Yeah.
That hurts me because I am a Johnny Cash fan, but I understand. Johnny Cash has better music than his early stuff, I think.
I mean, we want to talk about sad.
Yeah.
Hurt.
Yeah, and he's like dead singing. That song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like almost corpse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the best story songs is Folsom Prison Blues. By Johnny Cash.
It's just too old for me. I can't get into any of this stuff.
You're bad. That's a great song.
Yeah.
Walk the line.
I'll go next on
Do Link. You like Walk the Line or Ring of Fire better?
What was that?
Oh, who cares?
Yeah. Worth the wait. Sorry, John.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah.
You're wrong for that.
Okay, so this one, I couldn't even come up with a song. I'm not going to lie.
I have
this
one.
This is
and it came
Sit on the Lake. I put it into a category. Something too country, not on the 4th of July.
Okay.
So if like the Toby Keith like American song comes on and it's like August 30th or like the first weekend on the lake, like, I don't need it.
Yeah.
I'll listen to it on the 4th.
I'll let you speak and then I'll yell.
But I don't need it right now. Okay, yell.
my situm for Lake Song, because I hear it every time I'm out there.
Okay.
Red Solo Cup by Toby Keith.
Oh, yeah. See, yeah, he just, the stuff's so extreme.
It's so bad. Toby Keith only has a career, and you only know who he is because of 9/11.
Yeah. I mean, he did sing the shit out of that song.
We get it. You hate Middle Eastern people, Toby. Yeah, make a different song once. You like fighting them so much. Why don't you join the war? I hate Toby Keith.
That song is a banger sometimes. But sometimes
I he'll put a boot in your ass.
Yeah.
It's the American way.
Yeah.
Shut up.
All right. I got a sit lift song. And because it gives me PTSD from.
Can we acknowledge how bad Red Solo Cup is, though?
It's very bad.
And it like ran the Billboard charts for a while.
Yeah. In and country. People still listen to it.
Says about the state of this country.
I think we should do a Red Solo Cup Bud Light collab. Bud Light. We don't have to talk about that, but I just don't get the business move behind it. Kinda.
Yeah. I mean, this is like, as a business owner, I support the message.
Yep.
But I understand that the people that buy my barbecue sauce
know your demographic.
Yeah.
Do you want to stay? Not that Bud Light's ever going to go out of business.
No, and it, but their stock price has gone up since doing it.
Yeah.
And like, I understand, like, it's just a personal shift in.
And like a year from now?
Nobody's going to care.
Or remember.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah.
Coors Light's been doing it since 1997. What? So the people that have been, like, throwing it out. And,
what?
Hey, Coca-Cola has been doing it since, like, the mid-2000s.
What?
Ford has.
What?
Their additions. Chevy does.
What?
Jack Daniels.
What?
I just like.
Yeah, I get it.
And this is the bigger point. And now that you've opened the door, I'm going to make this point.
Oh, God.
The people who are really upset about it are the lunatics. They're the crazy ones. Because a majority of the country either supports it or does not care. And that's evident in the fact of how much Bud Light stock price went up and how you're the only 14 people who are crying about it online. So. That's my point about it.
All right.
Thank you. You probably just ruined my business. Go woke, go broke.
My lift, because it gives me PTSD from 7th and 8th grade wrestling practices.
Yeah.
Riot by 3 Days Grace.
Let's start a riot!
Dude,
it's a great song.
No, it's a trio of them. It's that, Animal I Have Become, or something like that.
Yeah.
And then they have another one. They have three.
Pain.
Like,
pain too, love. Yeah.
I mean,
I love 3 Days Grace.
Oh man, I just like.
I get where you're coming
from. I can
from.
Close my eyes and I'm in the room, the Let's wrestling room, and it stinks, and I don't want to be there.
Let's start. Like 3 Days Grace was like 2010's Limp Bizkit, like break stuff.
Stop.
It's true. 3 Days Yuck. Grace is better though.
Yuck.
Sit'em lift, just because it's been memed to death, and because of J.J. Watt. Remember the Name by Fort Minor.
Oh, yeah.
That was like,
yeah.
That was like on t-shirts. That was on walls of weight rooms, the lyrics of that song. And it stinks.
Yeah, I agree. Sit for, what is this?
For sad.
What?
For sad.
I like the song, but sometimes it's just way too sad. Whiskey Lullaby.
Oh, that's a heartbreaking.
It's so
song.
Sad.
Yeah.
Like
I went a different direction.
Yeah.
This sad song stinks.
Okay.
It's Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo.
Dude, I was going to put it on my overall. I was going to put that sit. On my overall sit.
Yeah.
When I first listened to it with Kendra, I was like, "Oh, this is a decent song. Like it's a heartbreaker."
Not a heartbreaker. It's like that teenage
heartbreak.
She was
16.
Yeah.
That's what pissed me off. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. If a 25-year-old saying that, I'd be like, whatever.
No, I think you're wrong. Her being 16 captures that moment when, like, your high school girlfriend breaks up with you. If she's a 25 singing about, like, I got my driver's license last year.
Neither one of us got broken up with in high school.
No.
Yeah.
My last breakup was in 7th grade.
Who did it?
I'm not.
Let's out her.
I'm not doing that.
Come on.
I think I did it.
Yeah, that song just got so overplayed.
Whiskey Lullaby is an incredible song.
The lyrics, dude. But it's insane.
Unless you're sad, you can't listen to it because you will be sad after you listen to it.
Yeah. Which, does that make it a good sad song?
I think it does, but
it's just so sad.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
All right. Oh. All right. So the Touch Tunes thing, right? It's all about mood.
We might have the same answer.
I don't think so. Because okay. I have bashed this song in the past and gotten yelled at. Sometimes a song does too much.
Yeah.
And I don't mind this song. But if you play it on Touch Tunes, and I've been in a bar where someone has played it on Touch Tunes, usually an old, there's just so much going on. It's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, and it's too long.
Too long. Touch Tunes is meant to be for 3-minute bangers and then move on.
The two places you can't play Bohemian Rhapsody. Otherwise, 98% of the time, it's acceptable. Touch Tunes and karaoke. No Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, karaoke. That's insane.
Yeah. Oof. I don't. And you're just an asshole for clogging up the Touch Tunes for 7 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a terrible move.
It's a great song, but.
Yeah.
Like, bad move.
Yeah.
Boomers love that.
They're the ones that do it.
Yeah. You're like at Brutus Brickhouse.
Yeah.
That's where it gets played.
Yeah.
Okay. Or Theater Kids. I feel like they play that. Sidham Touch Tunes. I hate this song. And I'm from the era of it.
Uh-oh.
Mo Bamba by Sheck Wes. Do not play that in my presence. That song sucks.
Was that your freshman year?
Yeah.
That was the house party
song.
You
play it for the 10 seconds.
That's a good song.
No, it's not.
No, that's in the same category as my freshman year.
Broccoli.
Broccoli and Chill Bill.
Yeah. Ain't no time.
And Black Beatles. That was my freshman
year.
That's
a great song.
Holy shit. Black Beatles, man. Because what was that challenge? What was it? Mannequin. No.
Yeah.
Was it the mannequin? Challenge.
Yeah.
Can't believe we did that.
Black Beatles in the city.
Plankers. Because those coaches back then and those seniors and those they didn't mess around like that.
No.
So I can't believe they actually did it. The whole team. No, it wasn't the whole team. It was scout team, offense, and varsity defense. Not varsity, Jesus.
Varsity?
Am I 50 years old?
Is this Larimore?
I gotta hate you.
All right. I think we're right. I think we both
crushed
those.
Yeah, I think those
lists.
Are all pretty good.
Should we put together a Benchwarmers playlist and let the people plug in?
I mean, it's just going to be a lot of Creed.
Yeah. All right. Stardom, Sidham are 5 songs right now that we like and don't like.
Yeah.
I would put some of these in my favorite category, but it's just my favorite right now.
Well, mine's a mix of right now and all time.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, me too. Yeah. All right. I'm going to play these because I want to put people on to good music.
Okay.
Number one.
You're a rich girl. And you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway.
Rich Girl by Daryl Hall and John Oates. It's just something you sway to.
Yeah.
You know the words.
I gotcha.
It's a great song.
I agree. Here's one of mine. Ooh, this is like my top. I don't know if I want to do that. I'm just going to go. It's Zombie. Any version. I have 3 zombies.
What's your favorite?
I don't want to answer that.
Mine's the Cranberries.
It's definitely 1A or 1B.
Yeah.
Because I have the ones by the Cranberries.
Yeah.
I have the Bad Wolves one.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the Miley one. Because Miley did a live cover of it.
Miley's is good.
Miley did a live cover of it and she killed it. So, yeah. I have to put it on there. If I have 3 versions of the same song.
That's your favorite.
It's my favorite. It's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah. I agree with you.
So, I can't. But the Cranberries, here's the bad thing. The first time I ever heard it, it was Bad Wolves. Because I think I was in the gym.
Yeah, that's my least favorite of the
But the Bad Wolves ones is good in the gym.
Yeah.
I don't listen to the Bad Wolves ones as much if I'm just in the car.
Sure.
But the Miley one,
I'm going to add that to my playlist.
Early and often.
Yeah.
That whole, she did a set of the covers. It was that, Heart.
Ooh. Heartbreaker. That one?
No, but.
I wish. She would kill that.
She should do that one.
And then she covered. With Stevie Nicks.
Edge of Midnight, Heart of Glass, Zombie. These 3 right here.
Ew, you use Apple Music?
Yeah.
You're disgusting.
Shut up.
Disgusting.
Whatever.
Zombie's a great song. And I'm going to listen to that Miley set.
And
now.
She also, this one's crazy. She did a live where she sang two different songs.
Mm-hmm.
It was We Can't Stop into Where's My Mind by the Pixies.
I'm going to listen to that.
Dude, that, oh,
we
no,
can't
dang
stop.
It.
We
dang
can't
it, dang
stop
it, dang
is
it.
A vibe, man.
I'm going to play it. I'm playing it.
I like this.
And then.
Oh.
Dude, it's so good. I don't even know how I found that, but yeah, she sang it live and it's, yeah. It.
I wish Miley wasn't a child star because I think we really would have got a full block of her immense talent without the...
We still might.
Yeah, we are, and I don't
what
hate
is
her.
She? Like 32?
Maybe.
Maybe.
But I don't yeah. hate her either for like the twerking on stage stuff, like whatever. I don't
yeah.
care. But
yeah, We Can't Stop goes.
We Can't Stop.
Can you imagine if we were in college in that kick? Because I think it was my freshman year of high school.
I would have been kicked off the team.
I think it was my freshman year of high school when that album came out. Because it was that Wrecking Ball.
And
Adore You was on that album.
Adore You is so good.
Yeah.
And then In the House with my J.
23.
Yeah, it's so good.
23.
So good.
Yeah. That she hit on some songs.
Yeah.
It was people who just didn't like the way she did it.
She was a meme, yeah.
They were bangers.
Absolutely.
That album is called Bangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not lying.
No. But that's like one of my favorite. I don't have that much live stuff. You seem like a guy that has a lot of live.
Not really.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of live stuff, but that album, that whole Miley album, it's yeah. just like concerts that she has done.
Mm-hmm.
And when I found that We Can't Stop, Where's My Mind, I just looked at it and I was like, whoa.
Add it to the playlist.
And it was way better than I even expected.
She rocks. She dabbles in the country and she's still really good. Yeah. When she covered Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Very good.
Dude, even Noah.
Yeah.
Her, Noah, and Dolly all sang that one song.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shout out Miley. Slept on. Maybe underappreciated. Not slept on.
Probably underappreciated.
Yeah. Number two. Stranger Things reinvigorated my love for this song. And this artist. That is You Don't Mess Around With Jim by Jim Croce.
Whoa.
Who died at 26 years old in a plane crash and has quite possibly...
Allegedly.
Whatever that means.
just I don't even know who it is.
One after... You would know him if you heard him. If you like went through and listened to his discography, you'd be like, this dude did this in 5 years. It's... Some of the best music that's ever been put together. Jim Croce rocks, and You Don't Mess Around With Jim. When, what's his name? Hopper. Whoa. Jim Hopper.
Oh, yeah.
Is like kicking ass and taking names in Stranger Things, yeah. And he's playing that all the time.
That's sick.
It's a great song.
Yeah. Here's mine. This, my dad always used to listen to this. I felt like it was during the summers.
Sure. I thought you were playing Miley again.
Do you know it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great tune and horribly sad lyrics, if I'm correct, right?
Really?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it talks about either talks about him literally in a prison or it's like how he lost faith.
Sure.
So
it's a great song,
but the what do you call that? Just the beat, the rhythm, the yeah. whatever,
the opening riff.
Yeah, I mean that just screams like springtime.
It's
taking
sounds,
a drive.
It sounds like Party in the USA. How did we forget that?
Oh yeah, that's true. That see, even she made that one before the.
That was like late Hannah Montana years.
Yeah, the climb.
Oh, Miley.
She goes.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
yeah.
And then Billy. Icky Breaky Heart. And
that was on one of the... I looked up worst songs ever, and that was number one on a chart.
I like that song. It's very 90s country.
That chart also put Rollin' by Limp Bizkit at number four.
Yeah, because that song stinks. and then he hopped on Old Town Road with Lil Nas X, and that's a banger.
When they redid the song
yeah.
with him in it, it took it to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Is that the best country song of all time?
Shut up. All right, this is one I don't. I could be completely wrong, but I have never seen anybody else play it, and I love this song. That is Superfly by Cootie and Big Fizzle.
Whoa.
It's a great song. That's like, oh, hold on. That just reminded me of this song. It gives me the same vibes as this.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Oh, no. Just said the F word. Sorry.
Oh, what are we at?
Turn the music up in the headphones. It's Jay-Z said it, not me.
You're an idiot.
What, are our advertisers going to cancel us?
Yeah.
Yeah, Superfly by Cootie and Big Fizzle. That's like a stunting song.
A what?
A stunting song.
Who do you think you are?
I'm Zach.
All right.
Let's go.
You're going to hate me for this one.
You're going to hate me for my next one. This song rocks.
Oh, okay. I'm
having trouble trying to sleep. You talk about opening guitar riffs.
Oh, when I get on a song,
yeah,
I think everyone does, because I think we're programmed to do it, because growing up, you get an iTunes card for $5.
Yeah.
Each song is $1.29. You're picking three bangers, and you're picking one like mid 99-cent one.
Yeah.
And you're riding with those for 2 to 3 months.
Until you get another $5.
Yeah. And then because if any of us got a $15 one, we were going to buy a movie.
Yeah.
For like $9.99, and then you still just get five more songs.
Yeah, you're just like four more songs. You're buying Step Brothers and like four Nickelback.
Yeah. Games. But now we can like play any song however long we want. But when I remember that a song exists,
yeah,
I'm playing it for the next month, and that's the only song I'm gonna listen to. I rediscovered that song like probably right after Lenny was born. So anytime I got in the car, that was it instantly.
Yeah.
And it, yeah.
That song rocks.
Let's just hear it again.
I'm pro Green Day, just so you're aware of
okay,
that.
Okay, cool. Just the angst in
so
the guitar.
Edgy. Makes me want to tell my mom to shut up. Oh.
It's so good.
Green Day had a run, man.
Oh,
with
such a
guns.
Run.
Wake
oh,
Me Up
my
When
God.
September Ends.
Yeah.
American Idiot. It was.
Pete.
They're good.
Yeah.
They
were so good.
This is my favorite artist, and this is his best song. It's not going to play with a lot, but I love this song.
Is this number one?
No.
Okay.
That is Just Let Go by Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah.
It's his best song in an illustrious discography. Just the messaging, what he's talking about, and obviously he's immensely talented. I love Sturgill Simpson, and that's his best song. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
This next song is not a great song, but it's my favorite right now.
Are you going to play it right now?
No.
Okay.
I was just introing.
Before I go to my next one, I'm just going to like read like six songs that pop up for Green Day.
Okay.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Banger.
Holiday.
Banger.
American Idiot. 21 Guns. Brain Stew. Good Riddance.
Good Riddance.
Basket Case.
Yeah. Good Riddance is so good.
I mean, they really went for it.
Another turning point. A fork stuck in the road.
Yeah.
Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go.
My next one, I can't play it just because it's like a... I mean, it's just a feel song. There's like barely any lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
It's mine and Kendra's favorite song. And it was our wedding song, one of them. It's Euphoria by Mac Miller.
I was going to say.
It's a great song. But I'm just not going to play it because it's just...
That's a vibe song.
Very vibe song.
Like in the car as loud as you can.
Yeah.
Before I play my last song, I want to play a honorable mention.
I say we play out our last songs for like a minute.
Okay. Let me find this. Talk.
Do you just want me to go?
Sure.
Probably my favorite band, if I had to like put together a collection of songs. Also played it in Nashville. Fake the Avon.
Oh.
I mean, it's just so good.
I remember
some weird lyrics, but like that's what I love too.
Yeah. I was the aux guy in the O-line room.
Yeah.
When it was allowed.
Yeah.
And I would play Weezer just to make you happy.
It's so good.
It didn't work.
No.
We were still miserable.
Yeah. You can kind of play this anywhere too.
Yeah.
Maybe not like lake if you're drunk, but it's, play it at a bar.
Around the fire.
Yeah.
At the lake. I'm all for it.
Maybe not lift.
It's got a little bit of juice to it.
You could lift. I don't know.
Say it.
Yeah, I got to get to it. The lyrics are on iTunes or on Apple. You know that feature where you like
oh,
the lyrics?
Yeah.
Do you have, I go back and forth, like, which album of theirs is the best.
No, I don't know enough about the Weezer lore.
Oh, because they have, like, the blue, green, white. Literally, that's what they call them, blue, green, white. And then there's a couple early ones and a couple late ones that actually go into, like, have actual album songs, I guess. But Hash Pipe, oh, this one, too. This is called On Drugs. This was on a...
If you want to destroy my sweater.
That's a good one, too. Beverly Hills is like whatever. I mean...
I feel like that got them like bopping.
This... Oh, that one was for sure. Yeah. This one was on One Tree Hill. Great song.
I like Weezer.
It's just funny because I was like the least relatable person to like probably a Weezer
demographic.
Yeah.
I like Weezer.
A fat Samoan in North Dakota that didn't want to touch drugs or alcohol because he would get 6 weeks and was scared.
But their cover of Africa is one of the worst songs I've ever heard.
I've never even touched it.
All right. Here's my honorable mention. That's King for a Day by Pierce the Veil.
Who are they?
I learned about them on TikTok.
It sounds like a decent song.
You told me to think about it. Well, you did. I actually learned that song from you.
No. That song actually, all kidding aside, that song goes.
Yeah.
And a lot of their songs go.
Yeah.
There's another one too. But
all right. You ready?
Number one. Okay.
That has been on repeat in my car since I remembered it.
Okay. It's been said and done. Are you kidding me? Okay, so
this song is so good.
Did it come out 10 years ago today? Is that the one?
No.
There was just another one that came out 10 years ago today.
Hold on. Oh my God, what a banger. I'm Team Selena, by the way. And that song goes. It needs to be played at 100% volume.
This one was 10 years ago.
Another banger. I'm adding that to the playlist.
Yeah, Come and Get It by Selena.
Oh, yeah. She's so good.
Yeah.
Shout out, Selena.
That does go. I'm trying to think. There was
10 years?
Yeah. God. If I want to. Let's see. I mean, I've done plenty of honorable mentions, but okay, this song was just played at WrestleMania, and we talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
South of Heaven by Slayer.
Yeah.
You want to talk about riffs and like beginnings of songs?
Tyson will be happy for this.
Here you go, Tyson. This sounds like the most evil shit I've ever heard.
It sounds scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the lyrics back it up.
Yeah.
We're going to let it go.
This or Raining Blood?
Right here.
It's getting out of my gym playlist.
Holy shit.
How is it not on my gym playlist already?
What? What? So here's the problem, and we've talked about it before. I've kind of become the person, I only listen to gym playlist stuff.
Yeah.
It's a little dark, but because like gym playlists are full of just bangers.
Yeah.
It really is. How about this?
Oh, I was going to put this.
Woo!
My brain's ticking like a bomb. NFL Street 2.
Dude, Korn.
So good.
Korn goes.
I have to.
Korn, Slayer, Tool.
I have to shout out.
Motorhead, Metallica, Saliva. Oh, yeah.
This is. Fill yourself with dread. Hexy Mountains by Orville Peck. I have never been in a position to say, like, I knew them before they were big.
You didn't.
I did. With Orville. Jack Albrecht put me on when I think I was still playing football.
Yeah. That, no.
Jack is always hip to the music scene. Yeah. But, like, Orville has taken a huge step into, like, the spotlight in country music, and he's very cool, and I think you should check Orville Peck out if you haven't.
One more that has made its way back into my life, because this is a terrible pod, but
yeah.
War Pigs by Black Sabbath.
Hold on.
After that first, I don't really like it after the, like, right when the chorus actually starts. Yeah, I get out of it after that. But that first, like, minute and a half. Yeah. Who's that? Who is it?
That's T-Pain.
Holy shit.
He covered War Pigs, and it is sick.
T-Pain's a dog.
Yeah. Like, quite possibly the most talented human alive.
Yeah.
When he won Masked Singer.
We're so white for all this, because there's definitely some rap that should have worked its way into it. So,
oh. Yeah, it's just right now.
Yeah, this is my, like, chill, one of my favorite songs of all time. Sugar walked out.
Oh, by the way, I had a rap song on mine. Thank you.
Oh. Sugar walked out to it last, when he fought up. Pyotr Yan.
Pyotr. If you are what you say you are, assume. Is that Lupe?
Lupe, baby.
It's a great song.
He had a couple, right? But the one, The Show Goes On.
Lasers.
The Show Goes On. It was the one that, like, became too much almost. Do you remember Battle Scars?
These battle scars. You're like waking some part of me that has not been awake in a long time.
Junior high, baby, 2011. Yeah, I got the Bad Wolves right there.
All right, you ready for a sit 'em? This is going to...
I'm not going to play sit 'ems probably because every sit 'em...
And I have to go, so...
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just trying to think.
The first
I'm going to sound like a big hater. And I acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But they're in the same genre.
Okay.
Cover Me Up by Morgan Wallen.
Okay. I don't even know if I've heard it.
Yeah, you have. But it's a cover of Jason Isbell's song, and it's a very, like, deeply emotional song written by Jason Isbell. And obviously Morgan Wallen has had his issues off the field, if you want to put it that way. And his fans streamed Cover Me Up because that was, like, his only real big song at the time. To, like, in a sign of solidarity for their favorite country singer who said the N-word on camera. All that money went to Jason Isbell, and Jason Isbell donated all that money to the NAACP of Nashville, which is very cool. And I don't know. It's just too emotional of a song to be sung by Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
By Hillbilly Theo Von. Even more.
This isn't on my sip, but this is Edge of Midnight by Miley.
It's a good song. I'm glad you clarified that it wasn't on your sit-em, because if you just started playing that, I would have.
Oh, yeah, no. So I'll just put this one. I can't remember what happened, but I just have a bad memory to this. Or it just got played too much because of like how country like North Dakota is.
Yeah.
Holy by Florida Georgia Line.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Do I hate that band.
That song stinks.
Oh, boy. I think it's because of all the Instagram captions that happened after it.
Can I say something?
With like the stars behind it and the guitar.
Tell me if I'm wrong here. Like, I've really found like my lane of music I like, and it's been like country music, right?
Okay.
Over the last year, but like real country.
Yeah.
And that's an annoying phrase to say because you sound like a doucher.
You are.
But like, I am. But like
Florida country.
Florida Georgia Line and Morgan Wallen and like some other artists that I'm going to talk about here in a second, it feels like drugs when it hits your ear because you want to sing it. And you're like, this is good music. And then you listen to it and you're like, this is the worst thing I've ever heard. When, baby, you know a song, you make me on a rope. That makes you like you want to sing that song. You know what I mean?
That's tough.
It's horrible music.
Oh, now I'm thinking of songs that we played for Country Music Wednesday.
Oh, I thought about locker room songs.
Here.
Feathered Indians by Tyler Childers. And if you say that's bad, then. That's actually on my gym playlist, but like, why are we listening to
It's not
to
on
this?
My gym playlist, but I have it downloaded.
It's a good song.
And then what was Cordell's? What are his? What's that one, dude? Combs?
Oh, when it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love Luke Combs.
Oh, what about.
Luke Combs is good.
But. Here's where the compromise came. Remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember the compromise song with Luke Combs?
Yes.
The Beyond
by
Leon Bridges and Luke Combs.
Yeah.
The live version of that.
It's good.
Oh, it's so good.
I like Luke Combs. He's very talented.
Yeah.
And this is to no fault of his own, but he covered Tracy Chapman's Fast Car. And people are trying to say that's the best version of that song.
Come on.
And I'm like, you can't
come
touch
on.
Tracy Chapman. That's a bad take.
Bad take. All right. What do you got?
This was a miss by our girl Miley.
Oh, it's on your sit.
Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
Oh, is that the new one?
Yeah.
Oh, you hate it.
I can buy my own flowers.
Yeah.
It's the worst song ever.
Yeah.
It's actually not because I have worse songs coming up. But
I understand. This one is it's kind of like a low hanging fruit, but I was having a hard time. Baby by Bieber.
Yeah.
I mean, you go look at that song. I think he says baby over 100 times.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's low-hanging fruit.
He was like 13.
Yeah.
I have two. This is where I really start to sound like a hater. Any song by Luke Bryan is the worst song I've ever heard.
Okay.
He stinks. I hate Luke Bryan.
And it's like when he's talking, you're wondering if it's actually fake.
Of course it is.
No.
He's a billionaire. He doesn't sound like that.
Yeah, it's true. It's like a country
Did
Mahomes.
I get him? Have you seen that video?
No.
He's hunting, and it was on Segura's podcast, and they didn't know it was Luke Bryan, and they're like roasting this guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's bow hunting, and he hits him. He's like, did I get him, Hunter? Did I hit him? Is he dying?
Do we want to talk about, speaking of Segura?
What?
Who's the one?
Did I get him?
No.
Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Yeah, where are the bodies, Garth?
Yeah.
The families want closure.
Do you want me to go my number three?
Mm-hmm.
Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
I feel like Tyson loves that song.
It was on the rotation when I was growing up.
Oh, my God. It's just, I don't know.
It's the most 90s song of all time.
It's so
bad. Did it come out in the 90s?
Had to have. There's no way it came out in the thousands.
No, it might have been 80s is my question.
Early 90s. 92. Give me 92.
Let's see.
What is 1992?
1990.
Oh, okay. Close.
So, yeah,
90s. Yeah, I hate that song. Sucks. These next two are two that might move some. Yeah. What do you got?
I think this is more people our age, but Sam Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
Is the worst thing to happen
to
music.
Terrible stuff.
Body Like a Back Road.
Oh man.
Break up in a small town.
Oh my god, I know every lyric.
They're the same songs. Yeah. But like Brantley Gilbert is in the same, he's horrible too. Like same category. Brantley Gilbert like reinvented himself as like some edgy country guy. And he sucks. And while we're talking about horrible artists, I want to talk about Mike Studd. He stinks. Who else needs to catch a ricochet here? Whoever that idiot is that sang the Applebee's song.
Oh my god.
That was too far.
You think?
All right, I'll cut that out. You should at least be made fun of.
Did you say Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, he sucks. What are you laughing about?
I have one of his songs.
Of course you do.
But I think it's from like 2012. I don't know. All right.
He's like one of these, I'm an alpha dog type.
Kicking the sticks.
It's like something that I would like.
Yeah, but that's
look sweet. At this douche.
Oh, he could beat you up.
I would stuff him in a locker. But tonight it's bottoms up. That's Brantley Gilbert.
That's a good song.
No, it's not. Rolex on actually, a redneck. Here are his top five.
Is that song called Bottoms Up? Because yes. There's another song called Bottoms Up that's way better.
Bottoms Up, Bottoms
Trey
Up.
Trey Songz yeah. and Nicki.
That song's way better.
That song goes.
Here's Brantley Gilbert's top five, just the titles.
Okay.
Bottoms Up, Rolex on a Redneck, Son of the Dirty South, Bottoms Up Remix, and Heaven by Then.
Hell yeah.
Wow, I'm really intrigued. I want to listen.
All right. My number two. Yeah. Thriller.
Whoa. That's a bad take.
Get it out of my face.
That's a bad take.
And get it out of my ears.
That's a bad take.
We all know what he did.
He's innocent. Here.
I hate that song. If I'm going to be honest, I don't like much of his.
I hope you get cyberbullied.
Thriller?
Oh, who cares?
Billie Jean?
Oh, who cares?
You're wrong for that.
Man in the Mirror?
Wrong! Oh, who cares?
Does he have a song called Black and White or something?
I don't know. He was black and white.
Yeah. I hate...
Dirty Diana?
I don't even know that song.
Oh, my God, Quinn.
But guess what?
You have changed my mind. You have convinced me. You have horrible taste in music.
It's probably bad.
You have horrible taste in music. You've changed my mind. This last person... has caused irreparable damage to me as a person.
Beat It's also bad.
I've talked about this person in therapy.
Okay.
Meghan Trainor.
A little too far.
Makes.
She's in your night. She's married to Junie.
Don't care. He sucks too. She makes the worst music that's ever been recorded.
Yeah. A lot of this stuff is like 2013. Oof.
I made you look. Oh my God. We get it. You're fat and proud.
Stop.
Good for you.
Isn't she skinny now, though?
Yeah.
Same with Adele?
Yeah.
Oh. Adele has some
that go.
She
needs to be on.
Yeah. Stardust. But it's tough because like that. Yeah. Adele's in a different tier, I guess. I don't know
the
if you
The entire 26 album is some of the best music ever.
Yeah.
Set Fire to the Rain.
Rolling in the Deep.
Rolling in the Deep.
Okay.
Greta did a cover of Rolling in the Deep, by the way.
What?
Yeah. It's good.
What?
What? What? I hope that wasn't that loud.
I mean, someone like you.
So good.
She's married to Rich Paul?
I think they're dating. I don't know if they're
I think they're
married.
Engaged at least. That's 21 too, not 26.
Easy on Me? Oh my God, are you kidding me? Love in the Dark?
Oh, what about...
Sorry, the album was 21 that I was thinking of. Rumor has it.
Yeah. Yeah, she... Yeah. A lot of hers go. All right, my number one... MJ probably should have been my number one because all of it sucks.
No, it doesn't.
You're either going to agree with me or you're going to be a mad again for no reason because I'm right. Living on a Prayer.
Yeah.
I Bon Jovi. Too. Really?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Bon Jovi stinks.
That's such a bad song.
Yeah. That's a boomer song.
How did he convince people that was good?
Not only that, Bon Jovi's like a billionaire.
Was he on the logs?
Do you want to hear something?
What?
I feel the same way about Bon Jovi that I do Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
I'd be just fine if I never heard another Bruce Springsteen song in my life.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Okay, you hated the Jack and Diane.
Yeah.
Pink Houses?
Off the top of my head, I'd have to listen to it again.
Okay, we're gonna.
Okay. Is that like Everybody Lives in Pink Houses on couches or something like that?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good song. Good song.
The premise behind the song would get a little misconstrued in today's world, because I think he's pretty much saying how like we're all equals.
Yeah,
or he's saying the opposite. I don't really know.
I think I would hope he's not saying the opposite. If he is, I denounce that song.
I meant the opposite in a good way. So he's either saying, in my interpretation of the song, he's either saying we need change. Or he's saying, like, just live life, man. We don't need change. Like, yeah.
Tom Petty deserves an honorable mention nod.
Oh, dude.
For his music. Hold on. Look at this picture of Robert Sulla.
Oh. What the hell?
Dude's jacked out of his mind. Look at that. He's going to darkness retreat. So good.
Dead, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Free Fallin'.
Yeah, I mean, Free Fallin' is definitely like the one, but yeah. I Won't Back Down.
I'm a bad boy.
I Won't Back Down was on the baseball playlist growing up. Great one. Wildflowers.
Have you seen, it's quite possibly the best live video of all time. When he died in 2019, the University of Florida saying, I won't back down. The entire stadium.
Well, that's their song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think he went to Florida.
Okay. But that's like their like jump around.
Yeah.
Or their, yeah.
But like he just died, the entire stadium singing it. It's incredible.
Yeah.
I have to give my honorable mention, Sidham, to Heart Like a Truck by Lainey Wilson. And that's directed at one person and one person only.
Oh, man. What a ridiculous name for a song.
Heart Like a Truck. It's a horrible song.
Yeah, I've listened to it, too. Yeah.
You listened to it?
I've heard it on commercials or something.
Okay.
Unlike you.
Yeah.
Who watch music videos.
Uh-uh.
I'm surprised.
When was genuinely the last time you watched a music video?
Ooh.
I don't know.
I saw it on Twitter once because someone was like, 2000s R&B videos were so funny because it's just like people walking around in slow motion and no one's actually singing.
Yeah.
The singing is just like B-rolled into it.
I think of like Gavin DeGraw like walking down the street with a fedora on. He has good song. I have to go. We have to.
Okay, we got to play this one because I talked about One Tree Hill. Oh, I didn't have my volume on.
Yeah. It's not even his best song, but it's a banger. Oh.
Have you ever watched One Tree Hill?
No.
You suck.
No, I'm not going to. Good song. I can't wait to be texted about our takes.
Every response.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah.
Oh, who cares?
Yep.
Howie.
What?
Oh, who cares?
What?
Ross.
Oh, who cares?
What?
Ross Kennelly.
Oh, who cares?
What?
My dad.
Oh, who cares?
What?
Trevor Gephardt.
Oh, who cares?
What?
Jackson Brown.
Oh, who cares?
What? Jackson didn't deserve that.
And retroactive. Yeah, no. No chance. Who else texts us? Nobody. They're the only five people who listen to the show.
Yeah. Cordell texts us and pretends that he listens.
Yeah. Cordell Volson.
Oh, who cares?
I listen every week.
Yeah, with your big giant mansion on the hill.
Dude.
Always acting like you're better than us common folk.
Man.
What an asshole that guy is.
The amount of just leg muscles he's developed over the past year by just like stepping over all of his fans for autographs.
He's Ohio Brett Favre.
Alleged.
I have to go.
Boo.
This podcast sucks.
this podcast does suck.
Like, you know how like some podcasts are like, they're all edgy. Two idiots talking for 2 hours. It's actually what we're about.
Let It Be by the Beatles is also a mid.
Beatles suck.
Oh boy,
they stink.
All right, you gotta go. You gotta go.
Hey Jude, save it.
Some of Queen's songs stink too.
I won't let you say that.
We Are the Champions is one of the worst songs ever.
Simply incorrect.
What else do they sing? Are they Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yes.
Yeah.
I really don't want to go back and cut what I said about Sam Hunt, but I think I should.
What'd you say?
That he should be.
Oh. All that Sam Hunt stuff's alleged. You allegedly thought that.
No, I do think that. I just don't want to put it out publicly.
Okay. Well, we'll see, I guess.
He has more money than I'll ever see in my life, so.
Yeah.
Who wins?
Body like a back road. Is that what that's?
No. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every.
Oh, I was thinking something like a dirt road. What's that one?
Cruising down a dirt road, laid back, chilling like
yeah,
a
what
George
is that?
Jones. That's Jason Aldean, who also sucks.
I've heard he sucks real life. Like,
oh, yeah,
asshole.
Big time.
That's kind of cool, though.
His wife, too.
Who is she?
Brittany Aldean. She's a nobody, but she sucks.
I respect that, kind of.
Let's just say they're dumping their Bud Light out.
What?
What? Have they talked about that on Pat McAfee show yet?
I don't know.
I hope they do. Bud Light's a sponsor, so they won't say anything.
But. Yeah, so they probably won't talk about it. Because I don't think they want. I don't think they want to lose that sponsor.
What?
This is probably our last one.
Yeah, we're idiots, and I'm sorry.
Bye.